Track 11, David Clayton. David has been to Bush House, which oddly enough takes me back to my university again, because my university was just across the road from Bush House. And not only was the BBC there, but it was also the site of the Indian High Commission and a wonderful and cheap Indian restaurant where I used to go frequently for lunch. Anyway, here's David.
The longer you've been in broadcasting, the more people you get to know who sadly have passed away. It's just a passage of time. And you get older, and they get older, and you lose some of your good friends. I had the privilege of attending a memorial gathering for one of the grandees of local radio, a chap called Michael Barton. There's no reason any of you would know him, but he was largely responsible for the growth of BBC local radio in the 70s, and he started a local radio station in 1968 in Sheffield. Sadly, he passed away last year. A lot of BBC people got together and sort of talked about him, and there were speeches about him and so on. Lovely do in the council chamber of Broadcasting House. So that lovely rounded front building in London, Broadcasting House, famous for years, an iconic looking structure. You walk in the main front doors, which is a thrill in itself. Now you have to get past all sorts of security. And then the gathering was held in what's called the BBC Council Chamber, which is a panelled room on the first floor. And in the middle of the room, on the panelling, is a huge oil painting of Lord Reith, who was, if you like, the first Director General of the BBC. And we all sat around looking at him, but listening to speeches. It was nice because I caught up with a lot of people. And there was a man who gave me a job in 1988 on Radio 4, now retired, looking a lot older. He was probably looking at me going, he's looking a lot older. His name was Michael Green, controller Radio 4, and I did a programme called The Local Network for him. And the reason I got that was I and my partner Neil Walker on BBC Radio Norfolk had done something of a quite a successful mid-morning show that won a national award called a Sony Award, if you like, the Oscars of the radio business. That's what it was. This was 1986. We beat Radio 4, and I suppose they made a note of our names. And I don't know what was happening behind the scenes, but one day at Radio Norfolk, my partner Neil and I were called into the manager's office, and there was a chap we never met before called Alan Rogers. He was a senior BBC producer, and he'd come up to see us. He had a house in Norfolk, as well as working in London, which is probably why he knew of us. Through that, we got the offer of doing this programme called The Local Network, which I've talked about before to you. But it was travelling all over the country, following various stories themed around what local radio stations had done. So we did all sorts of things, like we made a programme about silence. So said to all the local radio stations, what stories have you got to do with silence? And then one station said, well, we've got a man who does wildlife recordings who's lives in Luton, and he can't find silence. There's nothing It's quiet enough to do the recordings. Somebody in Radio Scotland said, we've got the most silent place on earth where you can't hear anything, so we had to go there. Things like that. We did a programme about puddings, a favourite hobby of mine, and we went round the country finding people who still cooked proper British puddings. And guess what? They made a comeback, not because of our programme. I did another programme about pools winners, where I had to go on what they call doorstep people. People who'd won millions of pounds on the pools but didn't want to talk to the press, so you have to just knock on the door and hope when they answer it you can persuade them that they'll do an interview with you. I was lucky. I did get to speak to a multi-million pound winner who didn't want to talk to anybody, saw my tape recorder and was almost going to slam the door in my face, but I persuaded him to do an interview. So I got to travel all over the country for Radio 4, and then I met my old boss, now retired, just last week. And I know what you're thinking. Did he remember me? Yes, he did. Shook my hand firmly. And we had a 5 minutes of reminiscing. But the greatest gift, I suppose, I've taken down the years of travelling all over the country for Radio 4 is not necessarily all the fabulous programmes we made and fascinating subjects. It is, to this day, without sat-nav, which didn't exist when I was travelling around the country, I can find my way to pretty much anywhere in the UK just because I know where it is in relation to somewhere else. So thank you, Radio 4. Thank you, Michael Green, the old controller of Radio 4. And thank you, BBC, for getting me back in the council chamber, the Broadcasting House, for a bit of a thrill.
Thank you, David.